Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the Hour is coming up in about 15 minutes. YouDocs@gmail.com, YOUDOCS @gmail.com for a question, a comment, a problem, a concern, and Dr. Mike's sound advice. YouDocs@gmail.com, YOUDOCS@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, let's talk about an experiment that grows new muscle in men's injured legs. That sounds pretty interesting.
Well, it is really interesting. Scientists implanted thin sheets of scaffolding-like material, which they had grown in pigs, into a few, five, in fact, three of them were former military people, who had disabling leg injuries. And what happened is, and what they were trying to do, was to coax the men's own stem cells to regrow new muscle, the exact muscle that was missing. And it worked. Ba-ba-bow. I mean, that's as good as it gets, right? It combines bioengineering with physical therapy. So the way they got the stem cells to function and to grow new muscle was to do specific physical therapy on these men that affected those very muscles. And between 60 and 90% of the leg muscle, which had been lost, two from the thigh, the rest from the lower leg, actually came back. So the surgeons removed the scar tissue so that it was filled the gap, and then they implant an extracellular matrix which was derived from pigs. They then put this there, did specific physical therapy that put tension on the spot and that signaled the stem cells they need to form strong, stretchy muscle tissue, and it worked. And so this is really amazing, if you will. The three patients were officially diagnosed a success because their legs were 20% or more stronger, and the other two had some success, not as much as they would have liked, but this really refines what we're doing. I think, you know, Joe, if you live another 10 years, you may be able to replace almost all of the non-heart, non-brain organs we have. And the prediction by the best in the industry, you remember I got criticized a couple years ago for saying it's possible we'll live to 160. Well, I'm on the low side now in the people in aging research. They think if you live to 2030, you may be able to live just like you're living at 2030 to 160.
Oh, my. 160?
So you need to not retire fully from your day job or early morning job in your case.
I was watching Fox and Friends this week, and they had somebody on from, I think the name of the publication is Scientific American, something like that. He's a senior editor, and they were talking about tech trends that are coming, things that we'll be able to do. Not too far down the line in the near future. And one thing they say they'll be able to do in a relatively short amount of time, I think by, 2016 or so, or maybe 2018, is as far as genes go, replacing old genes with new genes so you'll be able to avoid diseases, you know, not get a sickness. And that's not too far away. That's what they're predicting. Is that possible?
Well, that comes from a study we talked about last week where they found it's getting new muscle to grow, like we just talked about. And then that muscle can talk to your old muscle, and you can get a new genes or genes without the genetic defects in your old muscle by this communication of the new muscle with your old muscle. So that's been done in some experimental sources in animals now, and it looks like we humans can do that pretty readily. And so there are two real things that are really changing. One is that you're able to turn on and off your genes by what we know is controlling your switches. 80% of your DNA is your switches, and we now know that. And one of the real things, the breakthrough that we talked about last week, was if you can replace the DNA in your mitochondria with DNA that doesn't have defects, instead of people who are old feeling frail or tired, you will get new energy if this is able to be done, because it apparently is these mitochondria, as they get errors in them, as they get things that aren't perfect, you produce less energy and you get tired or frail. And if you can replace that, at least in the animal model, these animals acted like they were young teenagers again, you know, cavorting and all that other stuff. So maybe we'll be able to turn back time even more than we can. So you can get a real age, Joe. We'll get you back to your teeny boppy years, your real age.
And I would do it differently than some of the things I did when I was a teenager, as they say. If you get a do-over again. Here's a headline, Dr. Mike. In 2 weeks, what are some easy steps on how to make our homes healthier in 2 weeks?
Well, we're going to talk about that in 2 weeks on this show. That's the key.
Is that what it means?
Yes, we're going to talk about what color you should have your walls, how to get more energy from your home, what to do with the lighting in your home, what to do with the air purification in your home, how to make your water healthier so that your home becomes a stimulus for you getting younger rather than a way that gives you some of those aging diseases.
All right, that's something we'll do in a couple of weeks. I interpreted that wrong. I thought it will take 2 weeks to do these things that would make your home healthier. So I kind of read it the other way.
It's pretty good, Joe, because it should only take 2 weeks to do many of these things.
Okay.
Which will make you a lot younger.
Okay, so let's do this. This story here before we go to the break, and it's migraine headaches. Folks get them, and there might be a link between migraines and gluten in some cases. So how about some detail on that?
Well, the detail on this, I was going to throw this to Bridget, but she was tweeting for some of the articles that were in some of the things we've discussed. I got her too interested in tweeting and not interested in doing the story. So I'll take this one. This was a group that looked at people who had severe headaches and that came to physicians, and some of the patients voluntarily said, when I gave up gluten in my diet, I felt much healthier and my headaches went away. And so this article said, well, wait a second, before you do this, get tests for gluten allergy and intolerance and then try it. And if you feel better, we'll see whether it is really intolerance, which we don't have a test for, or whether you've got a true gluten allergy. But what they wanted is, there was an increase in prevalence of migraines in people who had gluten sensitivity and inflammatory bowel disease. We've also found that at the Cleveland Clinic, Center for Integrative Medicine. And don't call us now unless you want to wait 8 weeks, because we've got a real backlog because of all the good work the center is doing. So wait a couple weeks before you call us for an appointment. But if you got inflammatory bowel disease and headaches, this apparent gluten sensitivity is a real issue, Joe.
Okay, udocs@gmail.com is our email, youdocs@gmail.com. We'll go to the break. Don't forget, Dr. Mike has a real age tip coming up in about 10 minutes, and then I'll bring my contribution to the show after we take this time out. And it's the latest thing that young kids are doing now. It's called Beezin, B-E-Z-I-N, Beezin. Do you know what that is? And do you know what these kids are doing and why they call it Beezin? We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us, and thanks for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.